Andrea Brantley is the Executive Director of Family Promise in North Fulton and DeKalb. And many of you probably know her. She's been back and forth with all of our numerous and wonderful Family Promise volunteers. She's been here a couple times to speak, and so she really needs no introduction, and so I'm going to introduce her. Andrea matriculated at Reinhardt University, go Eagles, and when she assumed the helm of Family Promise North Fulton DeKalb, she brought with her, on April 8, 2018, she brought with her over 12 years of managerial and nonprofit experience. Her experience and passion have essentially turned around this particular Family Promise affiliate. She's energized us, she's strengthened our programs, she's reconnected and supported our network of congregations and volunteers. She's setting the stage for really great things, expanding our services. She's enabling us at UMIN and other congregations to help improve the lives of homeless, near homeless, and families with children that we live with every day. Please welcome Andrea Brantley.
Wow, I kind of feel really famous or something. Thank you, Doug. I came here to just tell you how grateful we are for your support. Many congregations with you join together your forces and help our homeless families go from crisis to stabilization. So we are grateful for that. But it's more than just you guys volunteering your time. I wanted to really tell you the impact that you're making on our community. Brian and Brennan came to us several months ago. They had been evicted from their apartment. Brian was going through chemotherapy at the time. He's a single dad. And they had every bit of their belongings thrown on the street from being evicted. And when families come to us, we ask questions of why and how they got to where they are. And I asked Brian, how did this happen? And he said, well, the cost of living is rising, and my paycheck isn't, and I'm going through chemotherapy, and I have medical bills, and my car broke down a couple weeks ago, and I had to pay $2,000 in car repairs, and then I had to choose between food, rent, or being able to drive my car. Those are the kind of families that we help. Those are the kind of families that you all help. They had been sleeping in their car, and we took them in. You took them in to your congregation, and you gave them a warm place to sleep, and you made them a hot meal, and you listened to them. You listened to them every night when they came in and heard about their day and heard about their struggles. Many of these families that come to us with barriers that they cannot overcome by themselves, and we help them get over those barriers. After being with us for several months, Brian and Brennan have graduated, I am honored to say, with your help. They have found stable housing. Brian actually has found a better paying job since being in this program because he received a contact from one of the congregations that knew somebody in his field. So he is now making more money than he did before he came to us. Him and Brennan moved into their new apartment. We completely furnished that apartment with all the congregation's help. And about 2 weeks before he was about to graduate, he got into a car accident and totaled his car. He had insurance, and he was able to pay off the rest of his payments that he owed on that car that was totaled. But there was no money left to buy a new car. And how was Brian already getting ready to graduate? He was already faced with another hurdle. So we advocated for him. And actually this Tuesday, Midas is presenting him with a new to him but used Volvo that he will be driving. So those are the kind of things that we do. Those are the kind of things that you do. And I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. This mission is extremely important in our community. Affordable housing is getting harder and harder, and our paychecks aren't going up. And so our community is doing a very good thing. And I just wanted to thank you all from the bottom of my heart, and thank you for having me here today.